We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. The injury report is brought to you by Hospital for Special Surgery and by the score. Bet the way betting was meant to be. From Special Surgery is Dr. O'Brien. Dr. Steve O'Brien joins us now. Doc, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you doing?
All right, Doc. I was going to start with Stafford, but since we learned now he's not going to play this week, I know you looked into that one and you're close to the Lions. What about his back?
Well, I only know, Mike, what's out there in the internet, but basically he's got some kind of fracture. There's different varieties of this. There's what's called transverse process fractures, and the name's not important, but they can play with it if it doesn't hurt too much. There's other small fractures that they can play with as long as there's no big risk. My guess is he has some type of fracture that's not of any big risk, but, you know, this is an Ironman, and they want to protect him. He's a franchise quarterback, and, you know, they're not in the hunt right now, so my guess is they want to get him healthy. I don't think there's any big risk. My guess is he'll be back in a week or two.
How about Jacoby Brissett's knee, Doc?
Jacoby, it's his left knee, which is his post knee, and it's a mild MCL sprain. He's only out 1 week. You put him in a brace, he'll be fine. He's not a runner anyway, from everything I remember and gather. So he's basically a pocket quarterback. You shouldn't notice any difference unless he comes out from underneath the center, which I doubt he will. Dropping back will be the hardest thing he'll have to do.
San Francisco needs to get Kittle back, their wide receiver, their tight end, who's a great player, probably the most underrated player in the league. They really need him because they're banged up at running back, banged up at wide receiver. How about him? He sat out the Monday night game against Seattle with the knee. I don't know how bad the knee is. What's going on with him?
You know, the only thing I can tell you is from what I read in the, you know, in the open press that he's got a non-structural injury, which means some kind of bruising of the ankle and the knee. And I think he's just not 100%. And I think with their record being good up till now, they probably, you know, went with getting him healthy. And I think he'll be fine. I mean, whether he plays or not, he's probably good enough to play. The question is whether or not he's at full speed and full tilt and the player he usually is.
Doc, how about Barkley's off this week? I want to bring him up, though, because clearly he's come back and he's hurting. He doesn't look like the same player. He wouldn't talk about his injuries, but then this past week he said, I'm not 100%, but I'm not shutting it down. He came back really fast from the high ankle sprain. He since has had a little bit of a shoulder, from what I understand. What I'm wondering is, what is the smart course of business with that kind of talent in a losing season? You shut him down, you encourage him to shut him down, or you let him play through these injuries that are obviously hampering him?
You know, Mike, it's a great question because a lot of the players you've asked me to look up this week are franchise players in losing teams. There, I looked up, and I'm not good at this. Your listeners are probably better, but the Giants' playoff chances I looked up were 0.01%.
Correct.
So, and he's averaged 2.6 yards per carry in four games compared to the 6.4 yards he averaged in the first 3 weeks of the season. Yep. This year, a career low 1 yard. And as we both know, a famous coach once said, you are what your record says you are. Yep. You know, he tries to be brave and say, look, in the open, I'm running fine, and he will run fine. His problem is in close, pivoting and pistoning off that leg. I would definitely rest him. He's a franchise player. You know, I understand you want to win, but you want to keep a franchise player long-term, and I think the fans would understand this if they rested him. I don't think they should pander to playing him right now.
Now, when you talk about full recovery from a high ankle sprain, especially for a guy at the running back position, can he get healthy in season where he's fully healthy from that, or is it going to take the offseason?
Right now, it's muddied up because it sounds like, you know, he was only partially better. It really takes 6 weeks for soft tissue healing. Some athletes, depending upon their position, interior line, other positions, they can come back in 3 weeks and be normal. And, you know, in some guys who tolerate it better, they can be back in 3 weeks, but it didn't work out here. So the clock starts all over again. If you were to rest him and want him to be normal it's probably going to start all over at 4 to 6 weeks.
You know, we get to this part of the season, Doc, where obviously all the players who have played a lot of minutes are banged up. They all have minor injuries. They're all nicked up and everything. We know that. Now you got them. They have injuries, and now the question is: does 1 week off really help, or does it really not help that much? Meaning that if these guys are borderline, they can play, where they're not to the point where they have to sit out, but they're clearly not 100%. Does a week off, in your mind, does a week off make that much of a difference? Will they gain enough by sitting out a week where it's worth doing when they have five games left, let's say, down the stretch and they're trying to make the playoffs? Or is it that you're not going to get that much from sitting out that 1 week anyway? Which way do you go on that?
You know, it totally depends on the injury. Let me pivot now to Le'Veon Bell, right?
Yeah.
So basically, they have 0.01% chance of making the playoffs.
Right.
He's got his knee, he's got his ribs, and now he's got, quote-unquote, a sickness. And they asked the coach, do you think he's got mono? I mean, you wear these guys down. This is a franchise running back. So the bottom line is, I'd wait in that case with a 0.01% chance. I'd wait till he's entirely healthy. But other guys, you know, like that are in the middle of the playoff run, like, let's say, Amari Cooper or some other guys, you're going to take a little bit of a chance there. But why would you ever take a chance with Le'Veon Bell or with Barkley in these circumstances? You know, you have to think long term. A lot of times, you know, they just don't think long term. There's many factors that go into it, like the injury, but you got to also think long term here.
You brought up Cooper, who is hurting and is hugely important to that offense, enormously important. He's probably the best route runner in the league. Dak's been a different quarterback since Cooper's been there. Cooper clearly has a couple of injuries. He says he has a knee injury. He has a couple of other injuries that he's nursing. He's not been practicing full tilt, but it sounds like he can play the game. What your thought is, you push him a little bit?
Absolutely. He doesn't have anything bad structure. He's a little bit beat up, but he's a little bit like, did Julio Jones in Atlanta?
Yeah.
You know, the guy can beat you with one leg.
Right.
And he doesn't have anything terrible. So he's going to give a value added to his team in the playoff run. So I'd let him play. And I believe he played really well last week.
He did.
So, you know, there are some guys that can play on one leg. They can create separation. They're that good. And I think Cooper's one of those guys.
I asked you about Pete on the offensive line for the Saints. Big reason why they had such a bad week last week was he went out. He's now had surgery. I think they said 6 weeks. Is that a fair prognosis for his surgery?
You know, again, this comes into the playoff run analysis. You remember Thomas Davis of Carolina? He fractured his forearm. He played the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. So the bottom line is, at this point, I wouldn't bring him back in 2 weeks, but I think, first of all, you don't want to put him on injured reserve because that goes into the playoffs.
Right.
My guess is he'll be back in 3 weeks. When they put a plate on this, Mike, he's protected. What he's gonna lack is his strength. So I think he'll be back in about 3 weeks, and a lot will depend how they're doing in their playoff run. But he'll be out a minimum of 3 weeks, but I doubt 6 weeks.
Okay, because they already because he did have the surgery. He put the plate in. So once you put the plate in, it fortifies, right? But how long does it take you to heal from the surgery itself? Not that long.
It takes 6 weeks, but the plate will protect you. If you remember Tony Romo. They didn't put a plate on it. I love Dan Cooper, and he went out and just broke it a week or two after. And then you had the quarterback from Green Bay last year, Rodgers. They put a plate on. He's back in record time. So when you put a plate on certain types of fractures, especially in the upper extremity, they can play much sooner. And I think a lot will depend on when he regains his strength. They'll keep him out as long as they can, given their playoff run. But I would say look to see him back before 6 weeks.
From a medical standpoint, if the helmet last night that Myles Garrett swung, if it had hit full force to Rudolph's head, what kind of damage could it have done to his head?
Could have killed him.
Subdural hematoma.
Could have killed him. Subdural hematoma. He could have fractured his skull. I watched it in slow motion like you probably did. He got hit full force with the crown of that helmet. It's absolutely terrible, and he could have been killed. Absolutely.
I mean,
whether you call this assault or not, I don't know. You know, sometimes you see this in hockey where guys hit with a stick and they can cause terrible damage, and you've seen it end up in court. Yeah. You wonder what the protections are for this athlete that did this terrible thing. But he could have killed him, absolutely no question.
Wow.
It's like hitting him with a hammer. It's like hitting him with a hammer at full force.
That's unbelievable. All right, thanks, Doc, very much. Appreciate it.
Mike, take care. Have a great weekend, pal.
Dr. Steve O'Brien, Hospital for Special Surgery, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.